lie to you. I'm overwhelmed.
And you're making history too, obviously, the first black woman to win this category in decades, and over 40 years. So there's a lot to sort of think about tonight.
There is. I am still processing. I'm just very grateful. I'm really grateful.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And the gentleman right here in the front row, with his hand raised right there.
Hi. Good. Thank you. If she's not busy.
Too busy for you.
All of our wonderful guest stars have become very busy and extremely successful if they weren't already. So if we can fit it in anybody's schedule to come back to us, everybody's family who was on the show last season, the season before. So we'll see.
So that means Taraji may come back, huh?
You only get one mom, so I am trying to. She's not somebody I would look to try to replace.
We're going to take a question from our virtual press room, and we'll go to Gabriella Angelina of Out Magazine. Go ahead, Gabriella.
Quinta, you are absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And I'm just wondering if you could have anyone guest star on Abbott Elementary right now, who would it be?
I actually got my dream guest stars in the premiere this season. They are my dream guest stars. So if you watch the premiere on February 7th on ABC, stream next day on Hulu, you will be able to see my dream guest stars. And that's all I can say.
We'll go to Ray Richmond in the front there. We're going to get a mic to Ray.
Hey. I was just surprised in general. I don't know what to say. I've been emotional the whole night. It's been a very emotional. Honestly, as soon as they started playing Facts of Life, I was emotional. I don't know what's going on, but I've gotten to meet so many comedic heroes of mine tonight. And I think I was surprised because I love Rachel Brosnahan, and she did fantastic work in the last season of Maisel. Christina Applegate did incredible work in Dead to Me, and I just really would have been very satisfied seeing any of those women win. Natasha's one of my good friends, and I don't know, I just wasn't prepared, and I was really just enjoying the night, and I was enjoying just sitting there, so I don't know. Thank you.
Yeah, we have time for one more question, and there is a woman in the back, way back on the left. Actually, we'll go for two more.
Trevor.
We'll go back there, and then we'll go to you in the blue right here.
Hi, Quinta.
Hi.
Over here on this
side.
Hi there. So tonight on this show, they're going through a lot of the, you know, history. You're seeing all these people brought back, and I wonder, as you look around tonight, as you said, you're emotional, who are some of the people that you channel when you bring into your work? And Shirley Ralph last night told us that she wants 10 more seasons. So what does that look like going forward?
Who are the people I channel into my work?
Yes.
All the women I just mentioned. Carol, Marla Gibbs, Christina Applegate, honestly, I just genuinely feel is a very underrated comedic actress. Her performance in Anchorman goes unacknowledged all the time, and she was incredible. Who else is Janelle, who sits behind me, Cheryl, Lisa, my cast members, I channel their energy. I know Ali Wong is nominated for Beef tonight, but she's an incredible stand-up. Wanda Sykes, Lucille Ball, who kind of was my inspiration for my look tonight. I was feeling that vibe. I feel like I'm forgetting so many people. Tisha and Tashina, who I saw on the carpet, I mean, they raised me, literally. The TV was always on Martin, and my sisters called themselves Gina and Pam because one was dark-skinned and one was light-skinned. And it was a lot to see them. So I don't know, so many of the women who have come before me. Thank you.
And we'll go to our final question right here in the front on the right.
Hello, congrats.
Hi, thank you.
So I know there's a lot of chatter of wanting people to guest star on your show, but if we were to turn the table, is there any show sort of right now that catches your eye that you would maybe like to hope to guest star on?
I love Poker Face. I love the mystery genre, but especially something that kind of is an homage to Murder, She Wrote, because that was another TV show that raised me. And I just think they do incredible work and have the framework for comedic guest stars. Another one that I really like, I can't guest star on it, but Jury Duty. I don't know, that guy didn't know who James Marsden was, so maybe I could, but And I don't know if they'll get to do another one, but that show was incredible. That is the best comedic acting I have ever seen in my life. Like, people don't know how hard it is to do what they do. Just worked with an uncontrolled subject in the middle and improvised that well. And so I wish I could have maybe been a part of that show, but yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, I forgot.
Thank you. And one more of the people who inspired me is walking up, Niecy Nash and Reno 911. She was a huge inspiration to me. I just had to shout her out because she was right there. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Quinta. Congratulations.
Thank you.